And you'll find about one or two, four grooves up from the bottom is that sweet spot.
One, two, three.
That was the best moment of the year when our host was tugging on his head.
When Corby did a seance. I would say that would be my vote.
Can you replay all of the candidates again?
No.
Play all of them on top of each other. Cannot do that. Let's ask Christo Conti his vote.
I'll take Corby tugging his dad, too.
Okay. Will?
I'm a tugger. I'd say tugger.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Strong.
Can I vote for DJ and Creed and Nickelback?
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll always be your right end.
Come lay with me, be safe, and let's make love. Come on.
Every time you say be safe, it tears me apart. You gotta let me be who I'm gonna be.
Helen, I'm pregnant.
Whose baby is that? Who's the man who did that to you? Gator's bitches better be used to Jimmy's.
I'm sorry.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh my God. You need to leave.
Get out! Get out, Helen! Get out!
They get 12 pages on each array, and they have 100 drops on each page of the array.
So 10 rows, 10 columns.
10 rows, 10 columns, 12 pages. So the exercise we do is we pick a page, a row, and a column. Ham plays the drop, and then we talk about the history
of
said drop.
Behind the music. And since Will Connerly's in, I don't think he was here last time for Hamden Drop. So if you want to,
and because Justin is not here,
if you want to pick a number between 1 and 12, go for it.
Okay, a lot of pressure.
I'm good now, so it's I was off. I'm sorry, my headphones.
Pick a number between 1 and 12, Will.
6.
Okay.
All right, so
page 6. There's a lot going on in there. I'll go 8. Justin, show me your balls.
Take my hot dog.
1, 2, 3.
Yes, sir, it is Thursday. It is 1:17 in the p.m. It is the ticket. That means you are listening to The Sweet Spot. Sean Bass on vacation this week. I am David Mino, back from vacation. I don't know how long I have to say back from vacation when it's been 4 days, but I'm here. We got Justin Montemayor producing. We got Ham running the board. We have Will Connerly, remember his name, the ticket tight end, doing ticket tickers today.
He's a giant human.
He is very big. He's built like a tight end. I'm picking him in the, if we're playing ticket football. Need him on the O-line.
He's a first-round pick.
Maybe he'll get you 6 yards if you need 6 yards. Easy. I don't know if he's going to bust one, but he'll get you a few yards. What? What are you looking at me, Ham? As I said, bust one? That's okay. Maybe he'll do that. I don't know.
Confirmed.
Yeah. It's a lot of information. Thank you. Thank you, Will. And joining me for the second day, it is our second date. I think our first date went really well yesterday. We had a good time. It is James Wessling. How we doing, James?
What's up?
What's up, man? It's good to see you.
Yeah.
Excited for day two.
Mm-hmm. Talked a little Project Hail Mary behind the scenes. Fist my bump.
Oh, thank you. That's a reference to the movie. And that's one, and it's been, I don't know, there's probably been half a dozen segments on that movie on the station. I think I first heard it from, I think Bob did a segment on it. He talked about the book. Sean talked about it a couple weeks ago. I watched it over vacation, and, you know, we're not going to spend a ton of time on it.
Did you watch it in one sitting?
I did, absolutely.
Nice.
I watched it late at night after the USA lost, so I was kind of in my feels already.
Right.
And it's seriously, like, a perfect movie to me. Because it's one, it'll make you laugh. It made me cry multiple times.
Same.
It's really good. Can't recommend it highly enough. It's really awesome. And it's free on Amazon now. I wish I would have seen it in the movie theater, but I didn't. I just waited. So
well, the
really
good. Like the Mino respect meter just continues
to
climb.
There we go.
Because
I
love a dude that's not afraid to admit.
Oh yeah.
That they cried during a movie.
Oh yeah. Like several. Like not just like a tear. This was like ugly crying.
like, oh my gosh, I'm a wreck right now. And then I would laugh. It makes you feel everything. It's a really good movie. Yeah. It's awesome.
Well said.
And we do have a lot today. We have a lot in the top spot. And so I was in the control room before the show started in the break, and I'll usually just shoot the bull with Justin and Ham a little bit, see what's, you know, just bros being bros. Mm-hmm. You know, we might talk about movies, whatever. And there's always a ton of crap in our control room. Like, it's usually old snacks, just random stuff that either Ham or Jay, or I think Dylan was in there earlier today, brings in. And we're just kind of going through what's in there. And then out of the blue, Monty goes to his backpack. Did you see what he brought out of his backpack while you were in here?
It looked like he was fishing something out of the backpack, but I couldn't see exactly what it was.
So I think these are technically considered a weapon.
No.
But he brings
Samurai
out...
Samurai sword?
I'm the weapon.
Not quite. He brings out nunchucks.
Pretty close.
Nunchucks. I always call them nunchucks because it's very childish. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I leave, and I go back, and I'm like, okay, I got to see these nunchucks. Because they're like legitimate nunchucks that you just have in your backpack.
Not going to lie, I didn't know it was nunchucks.
You thought it was nunchucks?
Always called it that.
I think it's
thought
nunchucks,
that was universal.
Right? Nun?
Nunchucks.
Yeah, N-U-N, chucks.
Like a hip lady of the cloth wearing Converses?
Yeah, she's got some Chuck Taylors on.
Yeah.
So you don't have the... He's a man of... He has brass knuckles also.
Okay.
I don't know if he brings those
How
up every day.
How many street fights have you been in?
I just... In one, I don't want to be underprepared.
Yeah, that's fair. It's better to be overprepared than underprepared in that situation.
It's a treacherous walk from his truck to the elevator in the parking garage.
Correct. I don't want one of the 10 feet between my truck and the elevator to be where I get got.
Yeah.
So, I prepare, and I don't have a license to carry...
And if I catch a roundhouse kick or something when I'm down there, like, you're the only one left.
Right. So I fight like I'm either in, like, West Side Story or a Bruce Lee movie.
So what's your nunchuck experience?
Do you know how to use them?
By use them, do you mean twirl them around wildly and just
let that
them
feels
kind
right.
of flail all over the room?
Is there a strategy
I can
to
do
using
that,
nunchucks?
Yeah. I'm getting there. I have a sensei.
Are you watching YouTube tutorials?
I know, I'm a self-taught guy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I saw them and I figured
you thought
they spoke to me.
These I need.
Yeah.
Was this like an Amazon purchase or you're just
No, I went
going
to
through
Japan.
Five below?
I went to Japan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
These the are, home these of are nunchucks. Straight out of Okinawa. These are
Thanks,
Hanzo
Sam,
nunchucks.
For the confirmation. That's not true.
It's so, pretty great.
Just I wanted you guys to feel, you know, a little peace, feel at ease.
I feel very safe.
Yeah, if someone was to come attack us.
Yeah, Dwayne goes rogue up here.
Uh-huh.
As long as
we
they
can
get
defend ourselves.
Within about 2.5 feet of me, I can take them out.
So if you're at home and you don't have any, let's say you don't have guns. I don't know if you do or not, but somebody breaks in. And you have the chucks by the like under your pillow.
Right.
And the intruder goes into your room, and he's about to steal a lot of stuff, and he's very intimidating. And you grab the nunchucks. Like, how intimidating is that? Does that deter anybody from taking what they want?
To me, I think it's going to be about displaying confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to see me...
You have to have your stance.
...starting to well up and being like, don't make me do this.
Right.
As I have him really going back and forth, and then when he sees me knock myself out, he'll just have whatever he wants in my home. But maybe for a minute, I'll convince him that he might not want to. Again, he has to get pretty close.
You have him pulled up? Can I see him? Do you have...
He's got him in there. There they are.
Okay.
See, those are legitimate-looking nunchucks.
They're connected by a very aggressive-looking chain. How heavy are they?
Not too heavy.
Not too heavy, okay.
Yeah, and then,
I thought they'd be really heavy. I thought that would be a major advantage if they were heavy.
The chain helps, too, because when I'm done with my routine, I can rest them on the back of my neck.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're rubber. It's not like a hard steel.
These are my training ones. Yeah. I'm not going to bring my real ones out.
Bring your real ones up tomorrow. Bring them up to our remote with Deucey.
To the card show?
Yeah. We need
just
protection.
Try to intimidate somebody, just slowly lift my shirt, show that I have them.
To answer your question, the brass knuckles would those are much
more
intimidating mm-hmm. to me than the nunchucks. Those what? Might actually steer me away.
Well, he has brass knuckles.
Yeah, I don't have those with me.
Yeah, I want to see those.
I don't have those with me.
Now, if you double down and you go brass knuckles while you're twirling your nunchucks, like nobody's messing
that's
with
a double
that
turkey, yeah.
That is what mm-hmm. we call the double turkey.
That's a double turkey right there.
And also here, let's see if we have time. It's another Justin thing. Yesterday, we were talking about the Rangers' move to Buzzer, which we're going to talk about today at 155.
Have we confirmed it's Buzzer? Is that
I keep hearing Buzzer.
Okay,
it's
I like Buzzer.
B-Z-Z-R.
Buzzer.
Buzzer, maybe. We also said it kind of looks like Brazzers, which is a website of a certain type. Don't look at it on your work computer, or if you're at Fox 4, don't pull it up on that computer. But Justin says, hey, got a Brazzer story. I'll share it at 115.
It's Brazzers adjacent. So in the same vein as with, you know, Buzzer and the news from yesterday. So my uncle, who lives in East Texas, now mind you, this is the same uncle that doesn't watch the NFL anymore because Colin Kaepernick might show up at any game and kneel again.
Yep, can't take that.
So
just boycotted the entire league. Okay,
for 10 years.
Got it for
absolutely.
A decade.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's very
dedicated.
He's dedicated to his stance.
I can respect that.
And he has been relying on me to watch Ranger games because he's a big Ranger fan, and so he has been using my way to watch the team. Mm-hmm. And now that things are changing, I get a call from my mom and my brother standing near me. And to make us laugh, I'm telling them, yes, it has changed. It's a new website called Brazzers.
Oh, no. And you said it intentionally? Or
yes.
Okay.
And I'm doing it as a joke to make my brother laugh. I know my mom doesn't know what that is. But I forgot to do the other part, which was correct her and eventually tell her, no, it's actually Buzzer. So then I get a text this morning. Why did you tell him to go to that website? So my 65-year-old uncle, who won't even turn on the NFL, must have flipped on Brazzers this morning.
Man, I looked there for hours. That's I couldn't amazing. Find anything.
I tried your login, and it didn't work, but I used my trial membership. Yeah, I completely forgot to pay off the bit and tell him the real website.
Is this a site that works in Texas, or has it
fantastic.
Been has it been banned?
That I don't know.
The other
that's amazing.
That I don't know.
Like Ham knows this.
I don't know that one. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, okay. That's good.
So
you
I
got
did
your,
have to ultimately
you,
correct it.
You got your uncle to go to a porn site.
and
on accident.
Create an account, it sounds like.
I don't know if he went in. I think he probably clicked away
okay.
pretty quickly.
He didn't go all in?
I don't think, yeah. I don't
I
think
know
it
if
took.
It was maybe like blurred out to the point where he wouldn't like be 100% sure what it was until he.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's fine. I got nunchucks. Anyway, good. So
you can say
yeah.
grape, but just don't take the R out of the word.
Anyway, yeah, he. Sorry, Uncle Rick. I didn't
Uncle
mean to,
Rick.
To send you to Brazzers.
He's going
to
get you back one of these
yeah,
days.
Yeah, he probably will.
Yeah.
I'd love to see how he gets me back. Like, what can he do in that same vein to get me back?
He just kicks your ass.
Yeah, he might. Maybe use my own weapon against me. That'd be the worst.
Oh, man. That's great.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then one more thing here. So I'm never aware this happens until after the fact. The ESPYs is always the day after the All-Star game.
Same.
Which is one of the very, I think it's 2 or 3 days of the entire year where there are no baseball games, basketball games, anything. So I'm like, oh, I got a nice night off. I can do whatever I want. The weather is nice yesterday. You can go outside, do whatever you want to do. And I see on social media that the ESPYs are going on. And I saw a few clips. I wasn't by the channel much. I think I might have flipped over once or twice. I wasn't really paying attention. And I saw this clip, and Justin, you also saw this. I don't know if you saw it yet, James, or not. But this was an award that was given away. What was this?
It was best single game moment.
Okay.
From the World Series.
Up there presenting is Jake Paul, and Mike Tyson is up there.
And DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah, oh, yeah, holy trifecta.
A real Mad Lib. Ohtani wins the award, and it's kind of hard to hear. I don't know if you we might have to listen hard to what Mike Tyson says, but this is when the award is announced.
And the SB award goes to, check this out, Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei could not be here tonight. He sends his gratitude and appreciation to ESPN and everyone who voted for him.
Shohei's a guy.
So Mike Tyson said, Shohei's a guy.
Yeah, okay.
Question.
Wanted to make sure I heard that correctly.
Like, is he serious?
Shohei's a guy, right?
Shohei's a guy.
No, he has no idea who he is.
He didn't know Shohei Ohtani was a man.
No.
How many people don't know who Shohei
Ohtani is? And
it's like
the perfect build-up. He had like a banger line right before he announced the award.
Yeah. And they're showing video as like they're
behind him, yeah. It's showing video of him hitting the homer in the World Series. And you can tell at the beginning he doesn't really know how to say his name either, so he feels good when he says it correctly. But I thought he had at least the demographic information of male or female, and he had no idea.
He clearly did not.
He's looking around the crowd for some Asian chick.
maybe the best baseball player ever.
You didn't watch the ESPYs?
No.
Isn't, like, the ESPYs, it's known as the deadest sports day of the calendar year. I was trying to look up if there's, like, an actual official term for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's that day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That the opposite of the sports equinox, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's the dead day. I guess we can call it that. But yeah, I'm just kind of blown away that even if you've never watched a baseball game, you would know who Shohei Ohtani is. But Mike Tyson is kind of dumb.
He's a little bit dumb.
It doesn't,
he's very old.
I guess it doesn't surprise me.
Do you think he knows who the Savannah Bananas are?
Not a chance. Not a chance in hell.
He might, because they performed last night.
Yeah,
they were still saying zero chance.
They were the opener.
He was not paying attention.
When did 10-year-olds start watching the ESPYs? Like, that was a bold move to have them as your opener.
When did anyone?
And they've just been getting roasted.
Watch the ESPYs.
They're just putting something on ABC to sell ads. That's what it is. And nothing else is going on.
It's like
on.
A 3-minute TikTok dance to open the ESPYs.